Hello guys, today I will be giving some episodes, some stories of creepy things that happened in my childhood. Yes, most of these did happen, like a lot, and most of these didn't really happen, like usually, but I'm just gonna go ahead and start. When I was around 6 years old, my sister and I, she was like, 4 years older than me? She was 10 years old. We shared a room because back in the time we were like poor, so we had to share a room, and we would like usually fight like the sisters we were. And we also shared the bed, so that's another reason why we mostly fought. My cousin, she always used to sleep on the couch, so she wasn't really part of it most of the time. And the house that we lived in was pretty small. It had 2 bedrooms, 1 bathroom. And so it really wasn't that big. It was just a normal place to live. It was a good place to live. My parents, of course. And my little sister, actually shared a room with my parents, because we really didn't have any room to place her in our room, because the room was small. It was not that big. So there would really be no place to put her. But me and my sister, we were in the same room, and we decided to play with the dolls, because we had the dolls made out of scraps. So we were playing, and then I hear a noise outside, and I'm like, let's go check it out. My mom's in the kitchen, and I don't know where my dad was, like at the store buying groceries. So I went to go check it out by myself, and that day, all I remember is waking up in a deep hole. I really don't know how I got there, don't ask. Every day I just try remembering, but I really can't up to this day. My sister, she said that she saw me leave the house, and that when I was on my way coming quote unquote back, that she saw somebody holding my hand, and she thought it was just our cousin because she thought I went with her. But no, I went by myself, so I really don't know how I ended up in the hole. And then after that, pretty much just weird things just started happening, like books being thrown around the house, maybe even cups shattering in the middle of the night when we're all asleep. And my mom, of course, since we didn't have that much money, she didn't have any money to replace it. So I set up a mini garage sale to sell my toys. And in one of the sales, I see a man, and my sister is like, don't sell him anything, as a joke, right? And I say, what? It's business. We have to sell people our stuff. My sister was very uncomfortable with the man, so that's another reason. But I was 6 years old, so come on, how would I know about anything, right? But that happened, and when the man left, he left a note. He slid it to my sister. I really didn't know. I don't know what it said. She showed it to my cousin, and my cousin and her just went running to my mom, to the kitchen. And my mom read the note, and she started busting out crying. And then I still didn't know. I was 6 years old, so I really don't know what that note said. And then my dad comes home, and he grabs the note, and he starts reading it out loud. And the words are, if you don't stop getting in the way of me and your sister, I will have to kill you. And it's weird because I don't know the man. Like, I don't think my sister knew the man because she was 10. And that happened. And after, we got a dog. So we didn't really have place to put the dog inside because it would also be a very big mess. So we just put him outside. His name was Bobo, because why not? And he was outside, and all the time at like 12 to like 5 in the morning, he would start barking and crying. And it's usually normal for Bobo to cry out for like in the morning, but it was never normal for Bobo to start barking, because he usually never barked. He would just cry. I always thought that it was because of the cold. I always felt bad for him. But my mom always said that it was not because of that, and she was scared. So we had to go move to my cousin's house, because my cousin was just staying for vacations, of course. And we moved with her, and the same shaggy man knocks at the door and pretends to be the mailman. And I'm obviously scared because, I mean, I now know what the note said. So it's like, what? What's up? I want to fight. No, I'm just playing. But after that, things just started getting a lot more creepier at my cousin's house because her mom was like an alcoholic. So she really didn't put much attention to my cousin. And then my mom had to carry with all the responsibilities of my sister, me, my cousin, Bobo, and her baby. I'm not gonna call her my sister because she's not my blood sister. She's just daughter of my mom. And yeah. So after that, basically, there's still nights that torment me. Cause I don't remember who put me in that hole or how I landed in there. But I do remember was that a man was actually did hold my hand. And around 2014, I think, I'm not sure, I was 11, and we already had a nice house because my dad had gotten like a better job. So we had a nice house, two stories, still with my cousin, because my cousin was my mom got her authority, so she could live with us whenever she wants. Yeah, so we didn't share rooms. What we did share was a playroom, because we had just a normal spare room, which was supposed to be a room, but we really didn't count it as a room because the house had 5 rooms, 3 bathrooms, 2 living rooms, and that was it. It was actually pretty big, and I had a room, my cousin had a room, my sister had a room, my other sister had a room, and then my cousin shared rooms with my sister, because since they were like both in like teenagers, and they were like, oh, let's share it, it's gonna be cool, let's stay up all night and stuff like that. So we had the one room remaining, and we were like, let's make it our toy room so we don't have that much mess in our rooms. So we had a vanity there, we had makeup there, we had almost all our clothes there, all our toys, books, desk. It was just a random room, a junk room, but we would be in the room a lot, so we usually spend most of our time in that room, in the playroom. And my mom never really, like, we would just lock ourselves in here in the playroom and disappear for hours, because we used to be gone because it was also a TV, so we could be watching TV. And yeah, it was like the time where they were like only like 17 channels, I think. It was like Disney Channel, Nickelodeon, and stuff like that. So my cousin and I, we weren't playing, we were watching TV, but we were still playing and while watching TV. I don't know if you know what I mean. And she was like, I'm going to go to the restroom. I remember these words clearly. I'm going to go to the restroom. And I say, okay. And she goes upstairs because that was the nearest bathroom. And she never comes back down. And I'm like, shit, what the fuck happened? My bad. But yeah, I was like, what happened? So I go check on her, and she's not there. It's like, what? I swear to God, I just heard you go. And I saw her go up. And then I'm like, I'm still going to wait for her here in the bathroom, because maybe she went, you know, to grab some toilet paper. Maybe she needs my help. So my mom wasn't home that day. And remember, this was like in 2014, so there wasn't good Wi-Fi as it is now. There wasn't good like cell phones, it was like iPods and stuff like that. So yeah, so I really couldn't contact anyone because my mom was not home. I think my sister was taking a nap, I don't really remember, and I was playing with my cousin. So what happened to my cousin? And then out of a sudden I just hear the door shut from the bathroom, and I'm in the bathroom, so it's like scary, and I'm like, oh, maybe she's just playing a prank on me. So I just sit there, wait, and then when I wake up, because I'm sitting in the toilet waking up, like, with my clothes on, everything. Like, it's not, like, just like I sat down and took a little nap. I open the door, I go downstairs, and I go look for my sister. My sister's taking a nap, like I said. But it got darker outside, so I'm still looking for my cousin, and I'm like, where is she? So I try waking up my sister. I'm shaking her, I'm calling her name, I'm basically throwing books at her, throw water at her, nothing wakes her up. So I'm like freaked out, I'm panicking, because where, like, can my sister pay attention? Can she wake up? And then I just lay in bed next to her, because it was like, what, about 3 in the morning, I think. I was like, I'm not going to go outside and look for her. Maybe she's outside. Maybe she's picking flowers. I was 10, honestly. I really don't know anything of that. So, and then there was one thing that I clearly remember from that day was that when the door shut, I heard like a voice. But I thought it was just my cousin. But when I wake up, I'm in a hospital room in the ER saying I woke up in the middle of the porch. I woke up in the middle of the porch just laying down with my hands spreaded. And it was like, what? I didn't do that. I fell asleep with my sister. And they were like, no, we tried waking you up. We took you to the bed and you couldn't wake up. But my cousin was still not there. And I was like, wait, where's my cousin? My mom, obviously, she said, oh, she's at the house. Don't worry about it. She'll be okay. She's waiting for you. When I get home, because it was like I just fainted, so it really wasn't that much of a time I didn't have to spend there. But when I get home, I'm looking for my cousin, and I see her in my room. And she's like, I changed my mind. I want to share rooms with you. And I was like, that really can't be possible because you share rooms with my sister. And my dad's going to be pretty mad if you share rooms with me. And she was just, like, pretty chill. And it was weird because she's never chill. She's usually, like, cranky or sleepy. So I have to deal with that. And I'm like, want to go play our favorite game? And she was being really suspicious, so I just said that. And she was like, yeah, sure. Just explain to me again because I forgot. And that's when I knew that wasn't my cousin. This still leaves like a really dark past behind me, but my cousin is now okay. And yeah, she basically, that day, my cousin, her, we were playing. I told her the rules again because, like I said, I was just a dumb 10-year-old who didn't know what stuff was going on with. So we were playing the game, and then she's like, take off your shirt. It's hot in here. Take off your shirt. So I take it off, and I was 10. There was no bras that I could wear. If there were bras, I would have worn one. And then she's like, take off your shoes. Take off your socks. And slowly, little by little, she was convincing me to take off my clothes. I don't know what was the reason of it, but when my mom started knocking on the door, she was like, dinner's ready, supper's ready, food's ready. And of course, my cousin wouldn't open it, and she would like, don't open it, it's not your mom, it's a man, it's a shaggy man, remember, who left the note. And that's when I realized something. My cousin and I never called him Shaggy Man. Well, we did, but not like that. We called him Shaggy with an accent, like Shaggy, you know? I don't know if you understand me. But that's when I knew that it was not really my cousin. So I grabbed my clothes, put on my shirt, and I'm still on underwear. So I'm just like, I open the door and I go behind my mom. And then out of nowhere, this man shows up. The Shaggy Man actually shows up. And he's like, give me the kid now. And it's like weird because it's like, wasn't my cousin just there? And what turns out, he built a whole motherfucking, my bad, a whole robot that looked like my cousin to convince me. He tried raping me, but he's now in jail. I think he got life sentence because I was not going to be the first child that he did that to. But yeah. Bye guys, hopefully you enjoyed. Follow, I don't know what it is. If you want to hear more, I'm probably going to be doing more podcasts like this every Wednesday, Thursday, maybe Friday. Yeah.